AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine here in Silicon Valley. We are live. We are also live on Facebook tonight. We're just doing something weird. We're doing it live. Thank you for, you might not be able to do this. Thank you for tuning into tonight's radio show. We appreciate your listenership. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley Bay Area and around the world on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and online streaming. Listen live. If you want to dial into tonight's show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220, and get your questions and comments on the air with me tonight. We're going to have some fun tonight. We're going to have some fun. And what I mean by that is I thought we would do something to support our small businesses tonight. They're the backbone of our company, our country, the backbone of our economy. We are going to explore cool tools for small businesses or self-employed adventurous, not hobbyists, but adventurous, making your professional life easier, workflow smarter, life flow better, tech flow upgrade, creative flow, going to that next level. Now, we're not out of the woods yet with the pandemic. While we're moving slowly but surely towards what we believe is going to be our new normal of a post-pandemic at some point, I got two words for you. Learn something. If you are self-employed, if you are a small business owner, this is a really great time to learn something. So what is clunking up your day? What are things? I get frustrated when my workflow is not flowing. I need to move smoothly. I've got a lot going on. I've got a lot on my plate. And so I've had to use tools, what I call our cool tools, to be able to do the things that I want to do. So we're going to talk about some of those cool tools. And if you have some frustrating something that's messing up your day, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz and tell me about it. And I might have a cool tool suggestion for you. So what kind of tools do I want to talk about tonight? You probably have seen the commercials on Canva. Canva is like really a cool tool. Small business owners, self-employed, I know you like making your own flyers and things like that at times, or your business cards and capability statement if you're doing business with corporations, or if you're doing business with the federal government or state or local government, you have capability statements that you need to put together. And sometimes I see stuff and I'm thinking, probably not a good idea for you to do your own creative work, because that might not be your thing. And if it's not, either get a professional to do it, like go on Upwork. I love Upwork. That's a really cool tool. I'm not talking about them in depth tonight or at all, but that is a cool tool that you can use and get the support that you need and stay out of doing the DIY area. I understand, even for me, I know how to do a lot of things, but I am not a DIY do-it-yourself in certain areas. It's not my thing. I'm not going to do it. And the professionals that I work with to support maybe my lifestyle or maybe my business or whatever I'm doing, I am not going to DIY it. It is not my lane. But Canva is a cool tool that you can use for building different types of templates. And so if you go in, this is a tool that we use because we can put together things a lot faster. I've got a designer that we keep on contract that works with us and does a fantastic job. We use a lot of these tools and it just helps us get information out, you know, quicker when we need to do that. They've got social media templates, Instagram stories, Instagram posts, Facebook posts, Facebook covers, YouTube channel art, LinkedIn banners. I love LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn a lot. I'm not on Facebook a lot. We have several pages on Facebook. I'm not on my personal channel a lot, although this is live on my personal channel. So if family and friends are tuning in, thanks for tuning in and supporting. I appreciate it. We are in Silicon Valley and we are live around the world. We are on iHeartRadio and AM 1220 KDOW here in Silicon Valley Bay Area's number one business and finance leader here. So it's always a joy to get around the world and do some of the things that we're doing locally and nationally and internationally as in terms of our content. So what else can you use as the templates on Canva? And you can switch things up. You got marketing. If you're in the education arena, you've got tools for that. You've got banners that you can make, you know, like on your Facebook page, you can do banners. And so use the tool. It's nominal cost. There are going to be some costs to doing business. Everything's not going to be free. If you want it all free, then that's not the reality. That is not business. That is not a business mindset that you want to have. You want to have a business mindset. Steve Jobs said this. Steve Jobs said, we can't afford not to market, because he understood, he invested in marketing. And Apple's a $2 trillion company today. And Tim Cook is great, but Steve Jobs is who set in motion the standard that marketing had to be part of getting their products and services out there. And Steve Jobs was so great at it that when he was going to present his next big thing, which Samsung is now terrorizing them about the next big thing, they've kind of waved that in their face. It's an interesting battle watching that go back and forth. But Steve Jobs the press would, and the world would be waiting on what this guy was going to present next. And he had people lining up to buy something that you didn't even know you wanted until he talked to you about it. And so he was a real master at marketing. So Canva is a really cool tool, and it is on my top five list of tools that you can get for graphic design. Canva would probably be number one. And then number two would probably be Upwork to get resources and get connected to designers all around the world that can give you some really reasonable rates to get things done in your wheelhouse. That includes web design and all of that. So check out Canva, take it for a test drive and see how you like it, and let me know. Email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz and tell me how you like that cool tool. What are other cool tools for our small businesses? Learn something. My two words, learn something. This is important to learn. This kind of drives me kind of crazy, is small businesses, and I hear this a lot with self-employed businesses. I keep all of my receipts, but you don't have a bookkeeping or accounting system that you're keeping your receipts, your information. There's no real structure. And for example, in this pandemic, there are opportunities for self-employed 1099 workers. You're actually in business for yourself. And you can apply for the EIDL loan and the PPP, which is the Paycheck Protection Program funding that is totally forgivable if you use it for payroll, but you don't have the information. You're not doing your taxes correctly. You don't have your information. You don't have a Schedule C, and you're keeping everything. I have all of my receipts. And if you do, what I would recommend is working with a accountant, you know, someone who can give you a great rate and get your taxes in and apply for the PPP before May 31st. And don't wait till the last week. Banks will start shutting down on you and money will start to run out. So try to get some of that money that's available out there. But a great cool tool to use so you're not caught in a lurch and you didn't put your business, any business system, an accounting or bookkeeping system. So QuickBooks, Intuit. Intuit is like, to me, they're like number one. They're like the hero of bookkeeping for small businesses, for self-employed. And they have simple, now you can do it online. My QuickBooks, I started years ago, so we had the desktop version. I remember, you know, a little nervous on pulling it, taking our desktop version and going online. And it was a nightmare because we had some things that didn't port over. But QuickBooks was great. The tech support was great to get all of our information online, which was really cool. 28 years experience, but they have simple start plans, $12.50 a month. Come on. Think about what you want to invest in your company so that way you can create a competitive edge in your company. And keeping your accounting and your bookkeeping is one of those things. I got to go to a commercial break. You listen to Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge, Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
He brings it in. Yeah. Welcome back. You're listening to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business and finance leader, radio show personality here. We are also live on iHeartRadio. So if you're listening on iHeartRadio, thank you for tuning in. We always appreciate our audiences around the world. And you know, if you're local, you can also stream with us on Listen Live on KDOW.biz. So that's KDOW.biz. You can stream and listen. If you are actually anywhere in the world, you can listen to that stream. If you're local, you can also turn on that AM 1220 dial and get us in your radio, car radio, and all of that. Does anybody do radio at home anymore? I was playing an album about a month ago. I went in the garage and got a record, a 72 inch. Was it 72 inch? I don't even remember anymore. 33 inch, and played a little bit of Luther Vandross on that. That's a record player back there behind me. 78s. No, was it 78? 33. That was my producer whispering in my ear. So in any case, it was nice to kind of play some vinyl. And but anyway, I don't know if people listen to radio in their homes anymore, but you can listen in different ways. So we're talking about cool tools for small businesses, self-employed. And self-employed can be you're working off your social security number and you're adding that additional information on your tax return. So when you do your taxes, you got that extra line that says other income, you're putting it there. Places like that. I am not an accountant, but you're making sure that you're putting your extra income on there. Now, some states have different, like in the state of California, if you contract and you make less than $600, you don't have to report it. So you might want to check out what your tax laws are in terms of that. But for those of you that are doing bootleg business, you probably need to stop that and do your stuff right. And if you need some help with that, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And this show, by the way, is rebroadcast on Sundays at 7 p.m. So if you miss it, or if you want to listen to it again, you can listen at that time. Cool tools. Calendly has just become my best friend in like the last 60 days. And I have different calendar tools. I use Microsoft Outlook. I use Google, which is fantastic. And it's paired with my Calendly. So I've got three tools talking to each other. And I am in so many consulting meetings with different businesses throughout the week. I needed something that could really take time from going back and forth on emails to set up schedules and see who's, you know, what the calendars are like and what the customers' calendars are like. And so what I did is I took my Calendly, I tested it out. I did the free thing for 30 days. And let me just suggest this to you. If you are trying out cool tools and they are, and you love it, you say maybe 5 days into it, you love it, you try the free trial and they have a 30-day free trial, use up the whole 30 days before you start paying them. Keep your money, keep as much money in your pocket as you can, and then pay what you have to pay. I always do the free trials. I don't pay any company until I'm past that free trial. Why start sooner than I need to? Because I like the tool. I know that I'm going to get the tool, so it's not an issue. But Calendly just made my world sweet. Oh my gosh. And I'm thinking, why didn't I do this like 2 years ago? So Calendly, my Google Calendar and Zoom, because I do most of my meetings on Zoom. I do phone call meetings, but I like Zoom because I like to see people's face. And if I'm trying to show them something that I want them to do in their business development homework, I can show them examples and everything, and they have some kind of perspective of where I'm going with helping them grow their business or start their business or wherever they're at in their business journey. So Calendly, will you send that link out? You have your own personal link for your calendar, and they can schedule. You decide on what days you want to be available. I'm available Monday through Thursdays, typically from 9 to 4 and 9 to 5. I'll do a 9 to 5, but most of the customers want to be done with their meetings prior to 4 o'clock, and I'm okay with that, but I kind of keep that open. On Fridays, I am unavailable. The Calendly is, we're closed for business, but that doesn't mean that I'm not working. And so it is perfect. So when they schedule, it goes to my Google Calendar, puts it on the Google Calendar, alerts me in Microsoft Outlook. I'm able to go in and click on that Calendly, send them the Zoom link inside Calendly, and let them know I look forward to meeting with you soon. And this is with anyone, but all of these different programs are working together to make my life easier. And so now I've removed so much of my time going back and forth. And what I'm suggesting to you, work smarter, not harder. If you are a consultant, or if you are a contractor of some sort, and you have a lot of customers and clients connecting with you and trying to get on your schedule, then send them. Typically what I do is I send them a welcome email with all of the instructions, information, how to prepare for the first meeting. And then my Calendly link is in there, and then it just does the rest. It's sweet. It is just a lifesaver. So Calendly, number one, to Google, all of that working together is a masterpiece. Masterpiece technology. I got to love it and hate it at times, because sometimes it drives me crazy. I'm like, you know, should I throw my computer somewhere against the wall? But, you know, we got to love it. Got to hate it. Love it. Love to hate it. Let's talk about, I've got several cool tools here. I'm thinking, which ones do I go to next? We like money. So let's talk about some money platforms. Money. I like saying money. Let's start with PayPal. PayPal is just awesome. It's awesome. PayPal, Square. I like PayPal because PayPal has provided these new products like working capital. So if you're using PayPal on a regular basis, like PayPal, you can get a line of credit. You can get working capital. What I love about the working capital, flexible payments, you get affordable fixed fee, no credit check, so it's not hurting your credit score. Funding in minutes. And I'm going to share more with you about that when I come back from a commercial break. So don't go anywhere. Well, you can go somewhere, but come back. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about PayPal working capital. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge in Silicon Valley. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
I love it. Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge, here in Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world on iHeartRadio. We are talking cool tools for small businesses, self-employed businesses. And before we went to our commercial break, I was talking a little bit about PayPal working capital. I like PayPal working capital. I've used it. A few years back, we were preparing to go to a small business expo, and we worked out some deals with the small business expo. It is the largest small business expo in the nation. And, you can create some really cool deals. Negotiate. So we negotiated some things. We negotiated some airtime for a booth and all of that sort of stuff. So it worked out. And we put them in our magazine, the Small Business Concierge magazine. And I wanted to look really great. And so I said, hey, let's get some PayPal working capital, other people's money working for you. And this, of course, is other people's money that you're paying back. But if you can use OPM money, that's great. And so you're not pulling resources out of your right now money pocket, and you can use those resources for something else. And so we got about a $5,000 working capital loan from PayPal because we use PayPal all the time. And so what PayPal will do is PayPal will assess like your last 3 to 6 months on how your business is doing. You tell them how much money you want, and they'll either approve it or not, or come back with a counter offer, if you will. And so we got the money that we wanted. And what's the beauty of this is no credit check, one affordable fixed fee that you choose, typically flexible payments, funding in minutes, literally. I know that it's probably making banks crazy. They're probably pulling their hair out or trying to make their own deals with PayPal to be able to participate in this. And so we did it. And they just take their payments. I fell in love with this. They take their payments every time you get a payment. So whatever that percentage, whatever that fixed fee is, they're going to take that payment every time you have money come into your PayPal account. And so they're going to take their normal PayPal fee, which is about 3%, and then they're going to take whatever fee that you agreed upon. And what's great is that your working capital, you're paying it off without even having to worry about it. If you're making money and you're bringing in income, you're paying it off. And you can make additional payments outside of your scheduled payments. You can make extra payments. So it's a really cool feature. And if you're looking for some working capital or a line of credit, I love their line of credit feature as well as a small business. You don't have to use it, but you have it available to you. So the line of credit, of course, you pay it, and then as you pay it down, the money's still available to you that you, that's available in the account. So they give you $1,500 and you buy $1,200 worth of whatever for your business to support your business, as you pay that back, that money becomes available for you once again to do something else with. So I like PayPal because they made it really easy for you to do business with them in terms of working capital and getting resources. And if you're not using PayPal, I certainly would recommend PayPal as a form of doing business. Now, there are some businesses that PayPal will not work with, like if you're in the credit repair business, that sort of thing, then you would not be able to get a PayPal account. But if you can, PayPal is definitely the way to go to get some working capital and get resources that may be a little bit more difficult. So maybe if you have a low credit score, and the sweet spot for credit scores, let me just say this, is 760. So if you're a little low, begin to look at maybe you have high balances or something like that. So every balance on your credit card that's over 30% of the money that they giving you on that card, it drops your credit score about 18%. And so if you pay that down 30%, then you can get those 18 points back. 18 points, not 18%, 18 points back. So anyway, PayPal is a cool tool in my book. What else are cool tools? Learn something. Remember my two words at the beginning of this show, learn something. And I wish I had a thought of that, but I actually got that from NCIS New Orleans. But learn something. They go to a crime scene, they look at each other and say, learn something. So we're going to learn something tonight. But we're not going to learn anything more until we go to a commercial break. And when I come back, we're going to go into our Small Business Concierge segment of the show. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we're doing there. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Various Business and Finance Leader. Commercial break.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. I love that intro. That's kind of like my theme music. It's my theme music. It's my shaft music coming into this segment of the show. Fourth segment is always a Small Business Concierge segment of the show. We tie it into our Small Business Concierge products and what we're doing at Small Business Concierge magazine. And you've been hearing a lot about the digital catalog. If you loved the Sears and Roebuck catalog back in the day, so our digital catalog being paired with our Small Business Concierge magazine is going to launch here soon. We are preparing. We've been producing an animated commercial. It should be done next week. I'm so looking forward to seeing the finished product. I've seen bits and pieces to it. And this is going to be our cool tool to connect you to our digital catalog and give you an opportunity for your business, self-employed or small business, micro business, to be in it. We're certainly welcoming the cool tools like Intuit and Palo Alto software for business planning, all of that, to be part of what we're doing to promote your products and services on demand, going straight to your link to buy your product or service. But it will be laid out like the Sears and Roebuck. So you get to see the pictures, and then you have the different product choices that you can choose and get your. So we're really excited about getting this product out there. It looks really slick. And so now we have something to pair with the magazine. And so those small businesses that have been our ongoing contributors and listing their businesses in the magazine, and you're the thought leaders of what's happening in our businesses. And so I love giving small business a voice. You have a voice, you are expert. You have an expertise in what you're doing. And we want to share that expertise in our magazine. So by the way, so if you are interested in being a contributor in our upcoming magazine, smallbusinessconcierge.biz, you can go to our website and see it out there. You can see our publications, but email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz, and we'll get you connected to how you might be able to be a contributor in our magazine if you have something that you can train. That contributor isn't you pitching your product. It's not a magazine that there's a bunch of product pitches. It is actually education, training, life as a small business owner. You're not just a small business owner, but you have a life outside of that. So we talk about, we have a section called Bridging the Gap. And so we're bridging the gap on other things that are happening, like religion in your world, right? Hot topics, workplace biases in terms of pay for men and women. So we talk about things that, in a healthy way, we need to have conversations that we can discuss. And that's where we do is bridging the gap there. But we talk about money. We've got a money section, bottom line. We've got the science lab where we kind of put on our coat and, you know, teach you some things about business development, blockchain, investing, insurances, all of these sorts of things. So we're excited about the digital catalog that's being paired with it. And so we're going to have that out. We're going to have our commercial out, which is going to kind of showcase what that's going to look like. And it's all animated. Animation is the way to go. So I'm excited about that. So let's continue our cool tool. We're a cool tool. So our digital catalog and magazine, Small Business Concierge, you can go out to smallbusinessconcierge.biz, check everything out. We've got tons of small businesses in that magazine, do business with small businesses. And there's, you know, if you're in the state of California, we have a lot of state California agencies in there that you could do business with. And if you're outside of California and you're connected with businesses here in California that are doing business with the state, then you can actually do business with the state of California. And you should be doing business with your state. So find out what their certification process is. And typically it's free to get certified as a small business so you can do business with your state and local government, federal governments. And that can keep you going as well. What other cool tools? Crowdfunding. Let's talk money, 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 some more money. Crowdfunding platforms. I love crowdfunding platforms. And these are said to be the top 11 crowdfunding platforms for startups in 2021. They have one on here that I don't agree with. And when I get to it, I'll tell you which one that is. But you've got Kickstarter. Kickstarter has been number one crowdfunding platform for a long time. If you're a creative, this is a really great platform for you. If you're a writer or a musician, or you're doing a film, or you're doing something creative, this is really a great space for you. You whatever money that you want to raise, you have to raise the whole thing. If you don't raise the whole thing, it goes back to your donors. So if you're trying to raise $40,000 and you raise $35,000 and your campaign closes, all of that money goes back. And that is just, it is a fixed funding platform. And then, so that's a great place though for our creatives. I like that platform for our creatives. Rocket Hub is if you're looking for equity crowdfunding platforms. So if you want to raise capital and give up some percentage of your company and talk about that equity, that you can find buyers for your company shares when your business is not even listed on a stock exchange. So that's great. And don't be afraid of equity funding, because as long as you're holding the lion's share, you're okay. And don't over be careful on how much shares you give out. So that way, if you need to raise more money in the future, you're not overextended and there's not, you start losing that value. But you want to don't give too much away. Sometimes I watch Shark Tank and I'm listening to the small businesses making these deals. And I'm like, no, don't do that deal. Don't do that deal. Because it is sometimes it's not a good deal. But this is a great place for you to best place for you to get some crowdfunding through equity funding. So that's a good way. Indiegogo. I like Indiegogo. I've used them several times myself. And Indiegogo is much like Kickstarter, but they have a flexible option. So they have a flexible funding option. That's the sweet spot about Indiegogo, is that you don't have to just do a fixed funding. You can do a flexible funding. And so you raise your funding is $40,000 campaign. And if you raise $35,000 and you use a flexible funding option, you get to keep that $35,000 and move forward with your plan. So I do like that. And Indiegogo, you can, almost any industry can be out on Indiegogo. Nonprofits, like for Kickstarter, nonprofits can't do Kickstarter. So crowdfunder. Oh, I got to get out of here. Let's go to our commercial break. You're listening to Margaret Jackson. Thanks for tuning in to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. Thank you for tuning in.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
What do you got for me? Listening. Show things up here. Welcome. Welcome back. We are at the bottom of our hour on AM 1220 KDOW, Business of the Edge. Thank you for tuning in. I had fun just putting this on Facebook tonight. It was really cool. I want to talk, before I wrap up the show, the last of the cool tools for our crowdfunding, because I want you to know what's out there. And I mentioned that I disagreed with one of the platforms, and I'll get to that. I'm going to try to get through it here. Crowdfunder is a crowdfunding platform that gives you access to a number of angel investors and venture capitalists. And so this is for projects with a realistic idea, have your business plan ready and pitch decks and things like that. I love it when, and guys usually tell me this, it's just so funny to me. You have a business plan. They're like, I have it right here in my head. Okay, so you need to put that down on paper somewhere or digital paper and prepare to pitch to venture capitalists and funders and really make yourself look good. GoFundMe. I don't care for GoFundMe as a professional tool to raise capital for your business. It can work. And I think the best way that it works is if you're partnering with a nonprofit. And so if you are, for example, there's a great company here in the Bay Area that partnered with a nonprofit. They sell laptops to teach underserved community kids, technology, how to code, things like that. And so it's not affordable for many of them. And so during the pandemic, they partnered with a nonprofit, raised about $20,000, $25,000, and then gave those laptops away. That works. But if you want to just raise money for your business on GoFundMe, I don't like it for that, because it's really, GoFundMe is really about the personal need and really connecting with your community and people that are hurting and maybe need funds for funerals or surgery or something like that. Support those and use other crowdfunding sites to be able to build your business. Charitable is a fundraising application that you can put on your website if you're a nonprofit. If you are not a nonprofit, don't put charitable applications on your websites to raise funds. It is not, and you'll have state laws surrounding that. In fact, the Attorney General usually monitors how donations are given through companies. So be careful. Don't do it wrong. Do it right. Do it the right way. Kiva. I like Kiva. Kiva is a platform that we are a funder. My company is a funder of Kiva, have been for years. And it is a crowdfunding site, but it's a crowdfunding site for microloans. And there's no fees to it in terms of paying it back. And you have a lot of time to pay it back. I get emails and someone's paid me like a dollar on the money that they're paying it all off over a long period of time. And that's okay. And so when I disperse those funds and then I get those funds back, I will reinvest in another company. We don't get anything. We're just helping these businesses that I like funding women in business. I like funding minority businesses, and I like funding businesses here in the Bay Area, companies that are trying to get off the ground here in the Bay Area. So I look for those as my starting point. And then if there's none locally, then I look nationwide and then internationally as well. Seed and Spark. This is great for music funding. This platform is designed for movie projects. So if you're doing something in the movies, documentaries, comedies, dramas, those sorts of things. And if you want a link to the article that I'm really taking this off of, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and I will be glad to send this to you as well. Angel List. This is number nine is considered, they're saying here on their article, best crowdfunding platform. It lets you find investors and lenders for a new project by simply writing an application, which is great. But that's not all. The platform is also useful if you are an investor. So if you want to invest, this is a great platform for you to check out as well, to be able to invest in other projects or business projects that you want to sink some capital in, especially towards the end of the year when you're trying to write something off. Fundable. Number 10. This is also an equity crowdfunding platform for non-accredited investors. So if you're looking to raise venture capital for your new project, you can start by posting your business idea here. And this is quoted from this blog post at sagipl.com. Finally, Patreon. Patreon, they're saying, is the best membership platforms in the USA for entrepreneurs, high growth startups, and creators to provide subscription content service to users and get paid for it. So if you're thinking subscriptions, artists, musicians, writers, and so on, this might be the place for you to be able to do it. I've got a minute before I need to get out of here. Cool tools. Work smarter, not harder. Make your life easier. We talked about it. We got it in, and I appreciate you tuning in. So remember, QuickBooks, Canva, crowdfunding platforms. Get the cool tools that work best for you and your business. I got to get out of here. Be good to someone out there. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business and finance leader. We're out of here.